Spicer Tasaki, "Don't You Dare Ever Minimize or Question My Service to This Nation." By Pam Key on September 8, 2021. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Wednesday on his Newsmax show Spicer & Co. that White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki crossed a line by questioning his service to the nation. The Biden administration sent letters requesting the resignations of officials appointed by former President Donald Trump to various military service academy advisory boards. Spicer said, "We have got some breaking news tonight. All Trump appointees, including myself, have been kicked off the boards of the United States Naval Academy, Air Force Academy, and West Point in an unprecedented move by the Biden administration. I am announcing tonight I will not resign, and I will be joining a lawsuit to fight this." Spicer played a video of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressing the resignation's request by saying, "The president's objective is what any president's objective is, to ensure you have nominees and people serving on these boards who are qualified to serve on them and who are aligned with your values. I will let others evaluate whether they think Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer and others were qualified or not political to serve on these boards." Spicer said, "I follow tradition. Press secretaries never comment on the previous press secretary and are the current one, and I've respected that. I haven't responded to Jen or reacted to her, but she crossed the line today. She chose to bring me into this. So, Jen, you want to know about my qualifications? Joining the military and wearing the uniform of this amazing country remains one of my greatest decisions in life. For 22 years, I've had the honor of serving alongside some of the most talented, patriotic, and brave individuals this country has to offer. I'm a proud graduate of the U.S. Naval War College. I've done multiple tours, and politics has never entered into my service. I've served under 5 different presidents of both parties. When you wear the uniform, you serve the commander-in-chief. We take an oath as officers to the Constitution, not to a party. Each of us chooses how we're going to serve this country. I won't ever question how anyone chooses to do that. I won't question how you choose to do that, Jen. But don't you dare ever minimize or question my service to this nation. You got it?" Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.